2 years ago this summer, the world's newest nation was born, in independent South Sudan. July 9, 2011, Independence Day, followed a historic peace agreement between groups seeking autonomy and the government of the Republic of Sudan that helped end decades of civil war. Celebrations in the capital Juba and elsewhere were filled with much excitement and hope for the future. Since then, much has been done to create a stable and accountable government that can provide essential services for its people. Ministries have been established, elections held, and the parliament recently approved a measure to improve press freedom. Many challenges remain, however. Tensions over oil resources continue with Sudan. Violence between rival groups in Jonglei State threatens stability, and humanitarian needs are still great in several areas. The United States has stood with the people of South Sudan for many years, and in helping mark the nation's second anniversary, we remain committed to that relationship. Secretary of State John Kerry, in his statement noting the anniversary, said that our country has an obligation to ensure that we have helped a free people give birth to a lasting and successful nation. The vision that South Sudan laid out for itself 2 years ago requires a sustained commitment to democracy and good governance, justice and accountability, and respect for the rule of law and its citizens' human rights. We support South Sudan's efforts to institute governmental reform at all levels, resolve outstanding conflicts, promote economic growth, and ensure peace and stability. On the second anniversary of South Sudan's independence, the journey begun in 2011 continues. We stand ready to help support economic prosperity and democratic governments in South Sudan for years to come.